My name is Mike Deering. I serve as the Executive Vice President for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association.
And Mike, we wanted to check in with you on the relief that's available and that's still needed for farmers in the drought areas of Missouri, which is a pretty big chunk of Missouri. We know that the governor announced some help from the state side yesterday, but in terms of CRP acres and their farmers' ability to hay those acres, tell us what's happening now and what you want to happen.
So the governor of the state of Missouri, Governor Mike Parson, as a farmer, he truly gets it, and he's taken some very proactive steps to try to mitigate as best as he can this drought situation that's facing many farm and ranch families. Certainly, you and I both know that government can't solve the problem, but they can take steps that can provide assistance to some of those folks in need. When it comes to releasing some of the ground, state park ground, for haying, that will help some people. It's not going to solve any widespread problem, but it will help some people. And if we can keep one family in business, that's great. Also, the water issue, you know, finding feed alternatives is one thing, but there's no alternative for water. So being able to be pumped from some of these state-owned, whether it's Missouri Department of Conservation, I think there's 28 lakes that folks can pump from there, and then 5 state parks. And so that, again, every little bit helps, and that's going to make a big difference in the lives of many. When it comes to the federal level, you know, FSA has released grazing on CRP grounds in certain counties. But what we haven't seen happen and what we really need to happen to be able to truly provide widespread relief and to make that a beneficial program is to have these adjacent counties to these drought counties also released for haying and grazing as well, the CRP ground. So in those designated counties where that's available, well, let's look at the adjacent counties as well. And let's even look further than that and look at some of these other counties and release that for haying and grazing as well. A lot of cattle are going outside the state, being shipped to where there's green grass. We have some of that here in the state, and we might as well take advantage of it, not just focus on those drought counties and releasing that acreage, but adjacent throughout the state as well. Because, I mean, if you're in a drought area, the CRP ground is probably going to be pretty dry as well. So let's be a little more open-minded and look at some of those counties outside the box.
Yeah, and specifically what comes to mind is southeast Missouri, where they have not been hard hit by the drought, correct?
You know, there's portions. You know, this rainfall has been so sporadic and spotty. There's portions of southeast Missouri that are in a drought situation, but there's other portions where they have lush green grass, and they're doing very well. So I would say if you look at the drought monitor, where is the bright spot? If there is one in the state, it would certainly be in that southeast part of the state.
Okay. And you told me yesterday that you have been in contact with Missouri's senators in Washington, Claire McCaskill and Senator Blunt. And what have they told you?
So they are supportive. They have jointly written a letter trying to encourage the release of CRP ground for haying and grazing in these adjacent counties as well. So our two senators have been very supportive in this effort.